Take a moment and settle in to a comfortable position. Perhaps it's seated, crisscross applesauce, or your legs extended out. Perhaps you're in a chair or on your bed. Whatever you find to be comfortable. This is your time. And when you're ready, begin to breathe. I invite you to take a deep breath in through your nose as though you were smelling your favorite fragrance, and exhaling through your mouth as though you were blowing out a candle. Inhale and exhale with an audible sound and just leaving space to let go. As you take another deep breath in through your nose and exhale through your mouth, let go of something to allow the space to clear in your mind, in your body, and your soul for you to be with Jesus today. Today we invite Jesus into our thoughts. We ask that the Holy Spirit would illuminate our sanctified and sacred imagination and allow our thoughts to be focused on things that are honorable and worthy of respect, things that are right and confirmed by God's word, thoughts that are pure and wholesome, thoughts that are lovely and bring peace, thoughts that are admirable, of good rapport, excellent and worthy of praise. We invite the Holy Spirit to eliminate those thoughts within our mind as we center our heart in our mind on Jesus. Invite the Holy Spirit to allow you to see what God sees, hear what God would like you to hear, so that you can do what God is asking you to do. As you continue to breathe in and out, invite the Holy Spirit to magnify the intellect of God within you. He's given each one of us something special that He wants to use to bring Him glory. We all see, hear, and can know the purpose and plan that God has for us, the plan that He promised was full of hope and a bright future. He made a plan for you, but the plan isn't to stay in isolation. He made it so that you could connect with other believers, sort of like a superhero sort of force power over the nations, so that we can spread the great news, the good news of Christ to the hurting. Sometimes that spreading is to those who don't know Christ at all, and we become His hands and His feet. Sometimes it's to the believer who now has a bowed down head. And when we do and see and hear and speak the words of life and the messages that bring hope, healing, and health from God, the believer is invigorated again and able to reconnect with others and do God's purpose. So as we take our last closing breath together, I invite you to take a deep breath in and exhale, releasing, letting go of anything that is blockage or interfering with the space that the Holy Spirit would like to use within you today to illuminate your God-given intellect. You can stop the recording and spend as long as you like in the presence of God until you're able to see what He sees, hear what He'd like you to hear, and know what He would like you to know through your God-given intellect. Until next time, this is Dr. Sherry reminding you to just breathe.